You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 194, When to Plant Seeds. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome back to another episode. Always love being here and chatting with you wonderful humans. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a big Brooke Snow fan. I laugh that apparently I only do coaching stuff with people named Brooke because I did the life coach school with Brooke Castillo and I did the creation coaching course with Brooke Snow. Huge fan of the Brooks apparently. But anyways, I had a client, we were doing a private session and she was talking to me about this amazing woman and this thing she was doing. And I thought, I have got to go see who this is because I have no idea who this is. And I went and found her. She has an amazing book called Living in Your True Identity. Fantastic book. I went and binge read that. That was amazing. Went and listened to her podcast. I actually then eventually had her on my podcast because I loved a lot of the things she was teaching. And then when she offered her creation coaching program a couple years ago, I knew I wanted this because I wanted her tools in my own program. And I just love the things that she has done. I've implemented a lot of her tools within my course, especially with my no yelling course, of that whole process of how to create something. And I just love the natural way that she teaches it. And I love that I get to then present it to all of you. I also have her podcast, not her podcast, her, what is it called? Her meditations. A lot of her meditations I have within my membership too. Big fan. anyway, I was listening to a podcast episode of hers a few weeks ago, episode 125, Aligning with the Seasons, and she was talking about goals. And she talked about aligning our goals with the seasons. And I thought that was such an interesting concept. And I had never heard this before, but it really made sense to me. So if you read any book about like Little House on the Prairie, and you read the book about, I think it's called The Long Winter, and it's a horrible storm, and they're basically cooped up, right? But when wintertime came, and it was pioneer time or olden times, you had to slow down because there was no more light, right? And you didn't have electricity. You couldn't work the fields. And so it was a time to rest, to recover, and to do all these things. And so often we get like this mindset because it's January 1st, we have to create all these new goals. Maybe we're not as aligned with the seasons and with nature. Maybe that doesn't align with us to like be gung-ho January 1st to go after all these big goals. So that just was such an interesting concept to me because I've thought about different people I know and I love and respect and how many people I know that struggle with seasonal depression. And I've wondered if part of this go, 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 because we have electricity, we have cars, we have heaters, we have all these things that we don't have to slow down. And because we don't give our body that time to rest, rejuvenate, relax, that we just wear ourselves out. And maybe winter time is that time to slow down. If you think about this with planting, plants and whatnot go to sleep in the winter time. Trees lose their leaves. Like everything takes a time off and rest and relax. And you don't start planting seeds until when? The spring. Because you could do winter gardening. I know there's things like that, right? But if most of the time when you're going out and planting things, you wait for the spring. There's more sunshine. There's warmth. There's all these things to then get you going. And it's interesting because animals slow down naturally in the wintertime. I even think about my bees, right? A busy bee. But in the wintertime, bees aren't busy. They are just staying in their hive and they're resting and recovering. And then they'll get ready when springtime comes. Those girls are going to be wild throughout my yard. They're going to be building their honey, doing all their things, building their combs, making honey. Having babies, taking care of all those babies, doing all those things. And then when wintertime comes again, what do? They slow down. How many animals hibernate? They slow down, right? And yet here we go, 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 go. And so I loved this idea of waiting for goals for the spring, waiting to create something in the spring. Now, it doesn't mean that you, like, if you like to do create goals at the beginning of the year, it doesn't mean you have to. This is just an option. If you're like, I hate it. I hate doing this and I feel stressed and overwhelmed and all these things, right? So you totally get to do whatever you want. But I loved that concept of a different way to think about something. So Brooke and I apparently are on the same wavelength because I had been reevaluating last year about my no yelling course. And it was longer last year. Was it October and November, I want to say. So October was to get you ready, but the videos kept going through November. And I just thought, this isn't enough time. So the thoughts in my brain were along the lines of, it takes us 9 months to grow a human. So if you have had a baby, you know that it's not like, poof, I'm pregnant and next month I get a baby. But it takes 9 months to grow that little human inside of you. So why am I trying to force and help you to give up yelling as soon as possible, right? And maybe that's my, what's the right kind word for myself? Like my intensity, my drive, like we can do this fast. We can do it right now, right? But realizing that things take time. So how it aligns with what I had listened to about Brooke is that we're actually starting this no yelling course in the spring, when it's the time to start planting seeds, when it is the time to start getting the fields ready to be planted. All of those types of things happen in spring. And I loved that because that is the time that I thought, okay, well, 9 months with November would be spring. And so I am so excited that this year's no yelling course is going to start in March. And it is going to go through March all the way through the end of November. And so I love this idea of we plant seeds, we get fields ready, right? We plant the seeds, we nurture them, we take care of them. And then in the fall, we get to harvest them. So the same idea with becoming this person who no longer yells, no longer even desires to yell, or that desire just kind of gets put away, right? And maybe it shows up every now and then, but you have the tools and all the things, you know what to do instead. And so taking this time to prepare your heart, to start realizing habits that you don't want anymore, to bring awareness of like, wow, here are all my triggers. Here are all the things that really upset me. And how do I want to respond to those things instead? So taking all this time to really prepare the field, taking care of the seed and really nurturing it and helping it to grow so that when November comes, it's like, I've got this. I get to just harvest. I just get to reap what I've sown. And what I've sown is all this practice and all these skills and all these tools. And now when November comes, I don't yell anymore. My biggest goal and dream would be for everybody to complete No Yell November without yelling. I have some really cool prizes. I got some really good ones last year. And so I'm just going to keep grabbing new prizes. And so you can pick of different ones that you would like. And I want to ship them all out. I want my first week of December spent shipping all these prizes out for everybody for finishing No Yell November. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more how it was going to work this year, since this is a new format. I will be doing a kickoff call March 1st. How fitting that my calls will be on Wednesdays. I know if you're in my membership, our calls are on Tuesdays. So this one will be on Wednesday afternoons. And in that call, I'm going to explain everything to you, go over, make sure everything is clear, and then give you a chance to ask all your questions. Then each week, so March through October, you will get a new video each week of teaching you new skills, helping you really prepare the field and planting those seeds. So week 1, 2, and 3, you'll get a new video. Week 4, you'll rest from a new video, and we'll do a coaching call that week. And we can go over anything you didn't understand in the videos, anything you need coaching on, like, okay, yes, I get it. But what do I do when this happens? I love that we get to do that with coaching and just individualize it so, so much. It's so fun. So we would go over that, get a coaching call every fourth week. And then in November, you've taken the time to prepare your field, to plant your seeds, to nurture the seeds, to help them to grow. So in November, there will be no new videos, but you will have more group coaching calls, and everybody who is signing up right when you start in March and you commit to doing it, And you're in it, and everybody in November will get a free private coaching call. And I'm really excited about that because I, like I said, I want everybody to win their Know Yell November prize. That's not all, because I guess I love prizes. And so that's the first prize you can do, is if when you go all of November without yelling. But I'm also doing a second prize, and this is going to be a very special prize because I'm going to ask a lot of you, because when you push yourself in this aspect, I know there's going to be so much more growth. And so I really want to encourage this part, that it's everyone who completes their fundamentals. Now, I'm going to go into way more detail in that in a couple weeks in a podcast episode, but the gist of it is taking care of your own basic needs so you are not showing up on empty. So those of you who did it last year, right, you had a tracker and you had different things that you tracked. Drinking enough water, tracking your sleep, not even getting enough sleep, just tracking your sleep, which just brings a ton of awareness. Just some basic things like that, movement, all those types of things. And everybody, I encourage to track. And instead of asking you to do that perfectly every stinking month for the 9 months, instead of asking for perfection and asking you to be a robot, I'm going to be very understanding and giving you grace. And so every month you have 5 grace days. And if it's a 31-day month, you'll have 6 days of a grace day. Just like, okay, you were feeling off. Maybe you were sick and you're like, I could not get my water in. I was so sick today. I had a fever and I felt really achy and I didn't want to move my body, right? So I'm not asking you to be perfect. So you, every month, you're going to try to go 25 days of hitting these fundamental goals. And it was really neat to see what happened to the people who did it. So I did, this was part of Brooke's creation coaching program, is that we had to hit our fundamentals. And I don't remember how long the program was, but we had to hit 200 days. And I watched the transformation within myself, and it blew my own darn mind. Like, I didn't even know how much greater my life could be. I didn't even know, like, maybe I was a little bit sleepier, or I was more run down than I realized I was. And so I did this with everybody. And so I was excited last year because I noticed sometimes when it's not a challenge or a course, sometimes I can be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't need to do these things. So when I did it again last year, I'm like, that's right. This stuff rejuvenates me. This stuff helps me. So I'm not showing up on empty, because when I show up in my home on empty, I am way more likely to not yell, but like be irritated, be critical, all of those types of things. So those are the different prizes that you can do. Now, if you are not a yeller, because some people have already got to that part, then you will just pick something different. So for me, it was not criticizing. And it was so interesting just to bring that awareness of things that I'm like, well, I'm a pretty good mom and I do all these awesome things. And then a kid would come out in an outfit and I'd be like, oh, is that what you're going to wear? Like, it doesn't match and it's gross and it's stained and it's disgusting. I'm like, okay, I could have said that in a much nicer way. I could have been kinder. I could have said what was great about their outfit instead of criticizing it, right? So I went all of November without criticizing, and it was awesome to see what that did with me and my own kids. So if you are already not a yeller, then we're just going to take it to another level. So maybe yours is sarcasm. Like, oh, I'm really sarcastic and I want to bring that down. Maybe you're really controlling. So I don't yell, but like I've micromanaged my children to the point where they can't even function. So whatever it is for you, of like, okay, this is the next version of myself, of what I want to work on. So then the big question is, why in the world do I do this within a homeschool community, right? We are this big homeschool community, and I know a lot of homeschool stuff is like curriculum and all of this other stuff, and I love to support you in that, but my role is to help homeschool to be a lot more fun, right? And so the reason I do this in a homeschool community, because if you are yelling at your kid, it is causing a disconnect. And when there is a disconnect, your kids don't listen to you as well. They fight a lot more and you are with your kids a lot. And if they're fighting a lot more, right, it's going to really start getting on your nerves. The house just has more chaos, right? It's almost like if you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for milk. And if he asks for milk, he's going to do this. So it's like in a negative way, when you yell, it disconnects. When there's a disconnect, kids don't listen. And when they're not listening, things aren't getting done. When things aren't getting done, then you're yelling, right? And it's just cascading and compounding in this negative way. But when you flip it and do it in a positive way of like, instead of mouse a cookie, having it be a negative thing, but when I stay calm, my children, I feel connected with my kids. And when I'm connected with my kids listen to me. And when my kids listen to me, they go and do their chores. And when they do their chores, our house runs smoother. And when our house runs smoother, there is less fighting. And when there's less fighting, like, right, it just starts compounding in a much more positive light. And homeschool gets to just be fun. It gets to like be a long game of like, this is amazing. I'm so excited I have my kids home all day instead of dreading, oh my gosh, I have my kids home all day and this sucks and I don't like it at all. But to flip it and say, I'm in this with a long game. This is fun. This, our house is peaceful. My kids don't fight as much. All of those things are possible when we start the change with ourselves instead of trying to change our children so that we can then feel good. And instead we change ourselves and we feel good. And then we start that positive compound effect. So I wanted to share a few things of what clients said last year, what happened in their home during the challenge. So someone said that they had less resistance to doing schoolwork and getting ready for new activities. Seriously, less resistance. Can I get a hallelujah? Like when kids are like, yeah, sure, I'll just go do my schoolwork. Friends, that is a possibility. Someone else said, I'm starting to see a shift. People are being kinder, more helpful, and they are listening. I have a little boy I especially see progressing. The more I connect with him, the less hitting, less fighting, and yelling he does. There is even sometimes when others are melting down that he helps to try to comfort them. What? For reals. I love this. This stuff gets me so excited. Someone else said, everyone seemed to get along better. Our days seemed to flow better. Isn't that like your homeschool when people are just getting along and there is a flow? Then you can start seeing like, oh, this is how I can homeschool long term. Oh, this is how Meg hasn't gone crazy. Like people get along. People just do their schoolwork. There's just a flow because there's not the chaos, right? Someone else said people are speaking more kindly. They're more cooperative. Somebody said it was awesome. There was so much more connecting. I love the sibling relations became closer. Those are just a few things that happened when parents worked on not yelling in their home. So if you are ready to start planting those seeds in your own heart and starting to create this home where there is more fun, people are working together. There is a flow, there is connection, and your kids listen to you and are excited to be with you, I am inviting you to come and join me for this year's No Yelling course. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, and I cannot wait to see what you are going to create. Have an absolutely amazing week, and I will talk to you next time. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.